Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing this week in our study on fighting the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12 tells us that we are to do just that, fight the good fight of faith. And it's a good fight because the fight of faith always results in victory. 1 John 5:4 tells us this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. God has fully equipped the born-again, spirit-filled believer with everything that individual needs to fight the good fight of faith and come out on the victory side. I want to share with you today one of the keys to victory in this good fight of faith that we are in. And we find this key in the life of David. King David was an amazing warrior, king, and leader in Israel, as we know from reading the Old Testament. But one amazing fact about David's life is the fact that David won every single military battle that he ever was involved in. He always saw the victory in his battles. What was the key to his success? The Bible tells us that David was a man after God's own heart, and I want to share with you one thing that I've observed in his life that I believe was part of what made him a man after God's own heart. Yesterday, we talked about identifying the enemy being a vital part of winning the good fight of faith. Today, I want to talk to you about the component called inquiring of the Lord. David had a pattern in his life that always brought victory, and this pattern was his consistent practice of inquiring of the Lord before each and every battle that he went into. We find this laid out for us in many places, but let me give you three specific ones. First, in 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2. Then they told David, saying, "Look, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah, and they are robbing the threshing floors. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, saying, 'Shall I go and attack these Philistines?' And the Lord said to David, 'Go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah.'" So we see that David, the very first thing he did after hearing about the battle that was on, wasn't to get all the men together, gather all their weaponry, and take off for the battle. The first thing that he did was inquire of the Lord as to what he should do. This is a word for each of us in our situations. We find the same pattern again in 1 Samuel chapter 30. And this was the amazing situation that David found himself in. He had returned from being with the Philistines, and he found himself, after returning to his city, Ziklag, where he and his men were living, that the city had been burned with fire, and that the Amalekites had invaded it and had taken captive the women and children and carried them all away. Well, David's men were furious, and they were grieved. They were so upset that they even, though weeping, talked of stoning David for putting them in this situation. But David's response to this tragic moment in his life was not to try to figure something out in his own strength or calm the troops by giving them some diplomatic words. Instead, we find exactly what he did in 1 Samuel 30, verse 8. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all." That was a powerful word from God. The third example we find in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 22 and on. Then the Philistines went up once again and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, "You shall not go up. Circle around behind them and come upon them in front of the mulberry trees. So it shall be when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall advance quickly, for then the Lord will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines. Now I give you these three examples to bring to your attention a powerful principle of David's life that always brought him the victory. And it was very simple and yet so often overlooked in the life of many Christian people when they face a problem. David always, when he faced a problem, a difficulty, a battle, a threat, he always inquired of the Lord. He was asking God for God's method or God's way of doing things, God's divine direction, as opposed to using his own abilities, which he was an able man, using his own experiences, he'd had victories before, using his own intellect, he was a man of a definite intellectual prowess, and yet David's pattern was simple. He always asked God what he should do. Why is it that so many Christians overlook this part, or they end up going to God as a last resort rather than going to God first of all? And when you are gifted with intellectual abilities, perhaps excellent reasoning capacity, perhaps you've had experiences and successes over the years, so many people are oftentimes tempted to rely on or fall back on those abilities or skills rather than go immediately and inquire of the Lord as to how they should proceed with the difficult problem that they are in. This was David's method, and this was David's key to success and victory. Man's method will fail you. If you recall in the story of David and Goliath, we saw King Saul offering David, the teenage shepherd boy, his armor. He tried to put his coat of mail on him, gave him his sword. David tried to gird it on, but he ended up taking off Saul's armor and Saul's sword and putting it aside. Saul's armor, Saul's sword represents man's methods, man's way of doing things, man's own skills, abilities, experiences, trying to utilize those to slay the giant in your life. David, on the other hand, took God's method, though it appeared like it was no match for the battle he was in. Do you realize that David went after Goliath? He didn't have a helmet on his head. He did not have a breastplate of armor on him. There was nothing of the natural that he took with him, nothing of man's methods that he used, but instead he had God's method, a most unusual one, but he took a stone from the brook and a slingshot, and that was for that situation God's divine plan. Why? Because God wanted to show victory does not come from man's methods. The victory and the battle belong to the Lord. It says in verse 50 of 1 Samuel chapter 17, "So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and he struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David." There was nothing of man's methods in David's approach against Goliath. David was not going in his own strength. He knew he was no match for this man who had been a soldier or a warrior from his youth, who was fully armed, protected by armor, weighing over 125 pounds. He knew that there was no match in the natural, but he relied upon God, and he said about God that he was depending upon God to do the job in that situation. If we will inquire of the Lord as for God's methods, you will find the way to your victory. God's method is always in agreement with his word. No matter what situation you face, if you'll do it God's way, by God's word, victory will indeed come. For instance, You may be in a situation in your employment where you have been trying to get a promotion, trying to make progress in your career, and yet nothing seems to be working right, even though you're perhaps a good employee. God would say to you this. In Matthew 20:26, Jesus said, "Whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant." Now that is God's method. That's what God would tell you if you inquired of the Lord, what is the problem here? And yet man's method would say, if you do that, you're going to end up being some ambitious guy's doormat, and you'll never make any progress, and they'll use you and abuse you and use your efforts and then give someone else the credit, and they will tell you man's way of looking at things. But this is God's way of doing things. His word is always true, and his word always works. God wants you to inquire of him as to how to deal with the problem you're facing. You'll find his answer in his word. He may tell you about the most difficult person you are dealing with right now. Pour out your love on them. Walk in unconditional love toward them. Lay down your life for them. And yet the world's advice would be protect yourself. You're going to be taken advantage of. And God says to you, pour out unconditional love, become their servant. That would not look like it would be a method that would win the battle. And yet God would say to you, his methods always bring victory. That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying how to fight the good fight of faith. God bless you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.